opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Here we go. We give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, of course, to www.mybroadcastddv.com. This is the day the Lord has made. I rejoice and I'm glad in it. We welcome you, of course, to Mike Live. We're about to get into my SITU lesson. I'm going to do SITU for this hour. This is week 75, lesson 10, bachelor's level on wealth, the 21st century weapon. I want to teach this. I want you to stay focused. And many of you who want to prosper and grow in the things of the Lord and the right level of prosperity and wealth and riches, this is very powerful today. Let's pray and let's get into this. I don't want to waste any time. Now, if you look at my face, I might laugh. I got some honey on my face because I'm putting out some of the places where hair grows at, and I've been getting some patches lately. And I know how to use holistic honey to kind of bring health to my skin. That's why I look young. I don't look 56 years old. Airborne, the Nuka Blend honey, beautiful, some nice, beautiful honey. But I added some things to it, some moringa, black seed oil, some grapeseed extract. I'll also put in some beautiful, there's a certain fruit that I put in this also. But it had a lot of stuff in it, good for the skin, good for the body, and good for everything. So let's get into this word. So just in case you have face shining, you got some honey on my face. Lord God, we thank you that you're the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're the Father of all glory. And you give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, the eyes are enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to us word, because Michael McDuffie believed according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ, all above, all principalities, all powers, all might, all dominions, not only in this world, but the world which is to come, which is your body, that fill of all in all, in Christ Jesus' name. So be it, so be it, so be it. I just want to let you know this is SITU, School of Intensified Training and Understanding. This is my Bible Training Center. From this launched all my ministries. I was doing this ever since 1995. And today I'm doing SITU here. This is week 75. This is lesson 10 on this BA level on wealth, the 21st century weapon. I'm going to show you how God wants to give the church wealth so she can have the weapon to fight back against demonical forces, fight back against poverty, fight back against racism, discrimination, voter discrimination, and all the stuff that parties fight over. If the church gets hold of the wealth and create her wealth, she can call her own shots. So let's do something. I'm going to give you a quick review. Then I'm going to focus on something real specific today. Okay, I want to talk about creating wealth for yourself, balance, taking care of God's business first, and watch God bless you second. Okay, let me share this with you first. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, it says, the Lord said to Abram, get out from amongst your country and from your kindred and from your father's house unto a land. If you're going to have prosperity and wealth, you got to have a piece of land. You got to have property. And it doesn't mean you always buy a house. Well, house can sometimes become a liability versus an asset. If you buy a house, you keep fixing it up, fix the roof, fix the pipes, getting the liability. But if you buy a house or a home or a mansion and you got some equity in it, then that house becomes an asset. And I told you what wealth is. Wealth is setting your butt up. That's why it's called asset. It's to set your butt up to bless you, your family, your extended family, your community, which I call your church community, and your seniors, and your aunts, your uncles, your nieces, your nephews. You want to take care of your clan and your last name, okay? That's what it really means to have what I call wealth. And that's the weapon that you need to protect yourself in these changing and crazy times. Because the wealthy people see the best doctors, the best care, the best education. And y'all can go on with that religious claiming in Jesus' name and be religious and be rich over there yonder. I think that the sons of God need to learn from other people who got the wealth. Sometimes I don't need salvation to everybody. I don't need a religious training. I need someone to mentor me to see how did you achieve this wealth. I was listening to or watching a brother, Billy Jean Shaw, very impressed with him, about to join up with him. He has a mentorship course on how do he create a multi-million-dollar market using social media. I heard he was like in debt and within 4 years created his multi-leveling, this multi-millionaire marketing by using social media. And I know there's other people, but I was impressed with this black brother, Billy Jean Shaw, and I like how he talks. I like his aggression. And I've seen some of his interviews. He was also highlighted in Entrepreneurship Magazine. His wealth is legit. Of course, you always have player haters. If you go on social media, you always got someone who got something negative to say. But I'm very impressed with Billy Jean Shaw and his marketing plan and strategy. So I'll be talking to his author later on today, because I want to build my circle of social media. I want to expand SITU. I want the YouTube M318. I want to find the audience that wants to embrace what I teach. Pastor Sharon, good afternoon. President Chris, these M's are for both of you. And I want to continue to build that circle and build that cycle. I don't want to keep knocking on doors of people who dishonor me and don't think I'm that important. You got to find the people that celebrate you who can help you create this sense of wealth. And so this season, I'm looking for, searching for those who will honor the call of God on my life. And those that don't care about it, you stay professional, say, how you doing? God bless. But you go find those people who are waiting for you, who are excited about you, who are celebrating you, who also give to you. And that's where my attention is. Especially September 2019 is getting all together. One of the things that Billy Jean Shaw said was worth over $9 million. He said the greatest way to wealth is who are your mentors, who is training you, and who are you following. That's nothing but biblical. That's biblical. Ephesians 4 says for the equipping of the saints. And so as an apostle and prophet, I equip saints for the work of the ministry. But when it comes to building a multi-billion-dollar complex and building gated communities, I want to find wealthy realtors. I want to find people who are years ahead of me, who got a nest egg, who work billions and millions, and learn those concepts. I'll get them Jesus later. Sometimes there's people you strip, you don't save. So I want to learn the principles and learn the concepts, and we'll talk about Jesus a little bit later. I want to get the concepts so I can get the wealth that I need to rebuild my community. True kingdom ministry is to transform neighborhoods into thriving community centers, and that's what I'm doing. Hello, Anne, that's this image for you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praying for you around the clock. Some people have been sowing seeds. Some folks on the 30-person challenge, 30 give 100, 5 minutes so far. Wait for the rest of you to do the same thing. Looking forward to people being obedient. In the book of Genesis 12, verse 1, I read it again. Now the Lord said to Abram, who is the father of our faith, get thee out from amongst your country, from your kindred, and from your father's house, and to a land I will show you. Don't talk about salvation. If you don't talk about land and property and ownership. And I'm not talking about just owning a house and you got to fix up every day and pay on the pipes and you're running yourself ragged. I'm talking about buying property that becomes an asset to you, not a liability. If you're going to buy a 16-floor apartment, make sure you live on the first floor, but make the other folks on the 14th floors pay you. You want to build assets, not build liabilities. This is the power of wealth. Set your butt up so you got the power to call the shots. If I own my community and I can put in what I want to put in, I can exalt Christ right in my community. I told you I'm going after gated communities, especially senior gated communities because of my aging parents, my mother-in-law, my aunts, my uncles, the McDuffie family, those connected to M318, because I want to make sure when I'm aging right along with people who love me and appreciate me. He says this in verse 2, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make your name great. Not Jesus' name great, make your name great. All right, I told you, Jesus does not only want his name made great, he wants your name made great, Crystal. He wants your name made great, Pastor Sharon. He wants your name made great, A&S. And whether God's going to let you married or not, whoever you join to, God wants to make your name great. I told you, God doesn't have a problem with you being great. He has a problem with how you get to become great. Did you rob, steal, murder, destroy, stick up, sell drugs? You became great illegally. But there's some people who become great by serving and blessing others, sprinkling salt on others, washing feet of others. That is how God promotes the body of Christ. All right? We're talking about wealth, the 21st century weapon. This is the DA level, the 10th lesson, the 75th week. And this is something you're going to have to get a hold of and understand. Okay? I'm talking about building wealthy communities. God bless you, Pastor Kyle Butler. I'm talking about building wealthy communities. I'm down here by the Hudson County area, by the Imperial Boulevard, by where the ship goes back and forth from New Jersey to New York. I'm looking at how someone build this wealthy situation. $9, you take a trip over to New York, $9 back. That's $18 a person. If you're doing this with $500, $600, $700, 1,000 people every 15 minutes, you do the cash. 15 times $10. Times 1,000 people, 10 hours a day. You do the math. This is how you build wealth. You got to find a product. You got to get busy. You got to pray and work hard. You can't wait for magic. You can't just claim in Jesus' name. You got to pray as if everything depends on God, and you got to work as if everything depends on you, okay? So God promises Abraham or Abram wealth and power, but he talks about land, ownership, and assets. Set your butt up. That's wealth. How well is your butt set up? Those are your assets. Okay? And then he says in verse 3 of Genesis 12, and I will bless them that bless you, and those that curse you, I will curse them. And I think that promise is still today. I think when you encourage the body of Christ, you're blessed. If you try to get in the way of the body of Christ and block it, you're cursed. Okay? And the curse is still alive. It's just that through Christ, we're redeemed from the curse. The curse is not abolished. You're born out from the curse, protected from the curse. If you want to be hard-headed and live the life you want to live, you go right back into the curse. Galatians 3, verse 13, okay? And then he promises, and in thee, Abram, shall all families of the earth be blessed. So God gives our father of faith, the father of Israel, the promise. He gives you property. And he wants to build the family on top of the property. He has a gated community in the property, which is Canaan, which is Jerusalem, which is the temple. And this is where the Jewish families will grow from. And you always got a hometown to point back to. My thing, Scott's, Houston's, Butler's, McDuffie's, where's your gated community? Where is the place you can call your home? Where you call a place where you can lay your head down and feel safe? Okay, this is very important to understand this thing. This is the wealth the church should be building, not just collecting tithes and offerings and paying the pastor's salary, but collecting tithes and offerings, freeing your pastor. They can cut deals and cut network situations so that wealth can build communities. All right, hear me closely. Okay, here we go. So that's Genesis chapter 12. So God always has land in mind. Let's confirm the promise. Let's go to Exodus chapter 3, okay? Exodus chapter 3, and of course, Moses is before God, and his fellow Israelites are in bondage. They're indentured servants, treated unjustly. They've been serving under Pharaoh for 430 years, I think given meager wages. I believe that when the Egyptians let them borrow the silver and gold, all they were doing giving back the money that belonged to them. And when the Red Sea wiped them out, wiped out the army, the debt was canceled. But look at Exodus chapter 3. Look what God tells Pastor Moses. In verse 8, he says, well, let's start at verse 7. He says, and the Lord, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by the purposes of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, but I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Look at this, y'all, and to bring them up out of that land into a good land or a right land and a large land that's flowing with milk and honey, which stands for resources, malls, cars, health, doctors, education systems, school districts. This is how you really build community. And flowing with milk and honey unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites. All right? So here is the second confirmation. When God wants to use you to build wealth, he's going to take you from someplace and put you someplace else. That's why your credit rating needs to be healed. I suggest Jasmine and Pastor McCutcheon. This is why I think you should watch your credit card spending. I don't think you should buy 4 or 5 cards, which are types of things that become liabilities. I think you should spend your money on something that creates assets. I think if you got 2 working cards, that's enough. I don't think you should buy no more than the TVs you need. I think luxury should be put away until you really get established. I think some stuff you spend on money is ridiculous because you don't understand the power of wealth. You want to build a nest egg and build enough of investment so you and your family are safe. Doctors, the people who are wealthier, travel the best, get the best education, and also get most of the favors with Fortune 500 companies. Is it unfair? Yes, it is. Is it sometimes unjust? Yes, it is. So someone got to be smart enough to see how the game is played. America is a capitalistic country. Some folks call it a democracy. Some folks call it a republic. I call it a democracy republic. And whoever has the gold calls the shots. So when you get the wealth, you can control politics. When you get the wealth, you can shift things. When you get the wealth, you can do some things that other folks wish they can do. Now, let me just help you out because let me just help some out your church folk. I know. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Those are nice, cute songs. They get a lot of nice shouting and dancing in church, but this season I'd rather have Jesus and the silver and the gold. Even the rich guy, even the guy at the gate of Beautiful didn't ask for just bronze. He was a choice baker. He said, I want silver and gold. Don't give me no bronze. Don't give me no cheap stuff. He was a choice baker. No. I don't want. I remember one time I was on a Broadway piece, one of my Omars on Broadway. I was growing up. And I had asked for change. We gave him a quarter. He said to me, can I get 50 cents? I want a slice with extra cheese. He was an expensive baker, you know. So this guy at the Gate of Beautiful, he wanted silver and gold. And Peter recognized the problem was not the silver and gold. The problem was you got legs that don't function. So I'm going to give you what I got, which is Jesus. So Shanti, he reached over after he spoke the name of Jesus, pulled the man up. Now, this guy can get up and use his own 2 legs and make his own silver and gold while Peter is operating in his apostolic anointing. He goes into the temple and the man is jumping up and down because he got his legs back. And so Apostle Peter and Apostle John interrupted the Saturday Sabbath service to preach the living Christ and cause controversy. See, what I want is the power to cause controversy and stand on my own 2 feet. To have the voice to speak with power. See, a lot of times when people want to close your mouth, they buy your silence. They'll say, if you don't be quiet, we'll shut you down. We'll take away your funding. I say, blow it out your nose. Blow it out your behind. I got enough of power in my wealth to say what I want, do what I want, go where I want. That's say what they want, and you can't do nothing because they got enough money to survive in the spirit of Canaan. Watch this. In the spirit of Canaan, while my real Canaan is going broke. Spirit of Canaan means I'm in the middle of God's flow, and I'm going to always go. That's why you got to make sure you give tithes and offerings and operate in the supernatural economy system first above natural money and riches. I'm teaching right now, Ashanti. It's very important. Me and the kids just studied this on the morning. We'll compare it to the Lion King to you later. Amen. Beautiful. So when I showed you in Exodus chapter 3, God wants to bring the folks out of the land of Egypt, a place of Goshen, and take them to their permanent land, which is Canaan, which is what they call Palestine, which in some Jews is called the state of Israel. So God is always into building gated communities. My question is, does your local church talk about gated communities? 60s. Matter of fact, as your family get older, Anaya, Johnson, Butler, Scott, where your mother gonna live? Where your daddy's gonna live? Where your uncle's gonna live? Where your friend's gonna live? You know, I had this big dream. We had a house over 26 rooms. But you know what? I had to fix the room, the roof. We had to take care of the animals. We had a pool. It was a liability. But everybody loved it. They loved living there. They loved the home. Everybody loved it. But no one giving us money to help us keep the house up. So when the time came to move, I was glad to get out. I really was. Thank you, Jesus, for the 10 years there. But I was glad to get out. Now, I'm in another situation where someone else takes care of my residence. Someone else takes care of our pool. Someone else does that. So all I do is get up, do ministry, come back home. Because that's the life I'm at. Now, that's not what you like, then do you. But as for me and my house, it's what we love to do. All right? You're watching Mike Live, and you're also listening to www.mikebroadcast.com. And I'm showing you right now, here's the true meaning of wealth, is to buy a property so you can rebuild your community. So you can put in that community what your family needs to live, to rest their heads, to lay their heads. I'll share the story over and over, but it bears repeating. I have aging parents. I got a beautiful father, a beautiful mother who took care of my brothers and myself. Ronald's a great guy. Derek's a great guy, and Ivan Jamie Duffy's a great guy. I believe that great husbands, great fathers, nobody's perfect. I got the best nieces and nephews. I got the best godkids. I got the best grandkids. But you know what? As I get older, I want to make sure they're in communities where they're safe and they can reach out to anything that they need, especially my aging seniors and some people who took care of Pastor Mike growing up. My Uncle Ernest Gillespie. Miss Williams, my Aunt Betty. I could just think of people who just my aunts and uncles, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins who I call my aunts. I want to build community, Pastor Houston, so that I know where they're at. And you never build community unless you have an FA, unless you have this corporate pooling of resources financially. You can buy a property and build the community that you want to build. Let me show you another scripture. I show you two scriptures about taking over land. All right? And on your land, Canaanites sitting on it, the Hittites sitting on it, Amorites sitting on it, the Perizzites sitting on it, the Hivites sitting on it, the Jebusites. So they helped to build it, but God's going to disqualify them because they're worshiping all types of demons. So God can let a devil build your land and then kick the devil off the land and give you the land. Stick with me. I got 6 minutes of my time. Watch this. So I showed you Genesis 12, Moses, which is Exodus chapter 3. And let me show you Joshua chapter 1. And it says this in verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness to the Lebanon, to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea, to the going down the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people show you the Bible and inheritance the land. Notice how land is in all three different portions of scriptures. So let me tell y'all, listen to me, church folk, and let me teach the Sunday morning church. I am personally sick and tired of Sunday morning services that don't include messages on helping me get my family together and show credit so I can buy a property so I know where to put my family. I want property where the assets are increased and the liability are decreased. I want to live in a community where I can get to the mall, get to the train, get to the plane, get to the bus, get to the doctor, get to the stores, get to the movie theater, all within, if it could be a mile or 2 mile radius. I want to see clean streets. I want to see a new by police department security. I want to have armed guards to block off my gated community. See, this is the type of wealth I'm talking about. I'm interested in building cities of might, KON cities, and I know I got a big baby inside of me. That's why I get hit so hard, because I don't believe in a by-and-by gospel. I think heaven is now and later, and if I give tithes and offerings and keep Christ first, God would give me the wealth to protect the Ducky clan and all that's connected to me. Are you with me today? Hey, I'm showing you this. All right? This is very powerful. And this is not your plain old pie-in-the-sky message. You got to be strategic in what you do. Let me give you a kingdom principle. I learned this from a certain insurance company, which I think is so true. Everybody should be developing an investment portfolio plan. An investment portfolio. And this is where you put your money away in a in an investment account. And you ask someone, I got people who can help you do this, and start investment clubs. If you put your money away 25 years at a 12% interest, $100 a month, you're going to increase on compound interest. When you add a 2.9% inflation, a federal tax rate of 6%, after 25 years, you would have accumulated $189,764. Let's change it from $100 a month to $200 a month. You'll have $379,527. Let's take it $200 a month to 35 years. You'll have $1,299,054. Now, let's say your mama and daddy, before you was born, was putting away $200 a month. At the age of 35, you have close to $1,300,000. You know what kills us, Margie and Pastor Sharon? No one taught us about compound interest. They taught us what you call whole life insurance policies, and not what you call buy term and invest the difference. If you want to have an insurance policy, cover your life for 30 years. And what you want to do is always replace the salary or the income that comes into your household. See, I got an insurance policy now. I'm covered in a term. So if I die right now, my wife would get $500,000. If she died, I would get $250,000. If any of my kids died, I would get between $15,000 and $20,000. And I went through every blood test make sure my body is healthy and strong. So I have $500,000 on my life. So if I die before the age, I think I go all the way up to 70-something. It might be 80. All right? So I'll live that policy. But after my 30-year policy is over, I'm not going to need the policy, because for those 30 years, I've been putting away $195 or $155 a month. See, you want to put it away a long period of time. This is how you get your nest egg to buy a property. Now, it was 2:30. I'm going to take a commercial break. I'm going to come back and talk more at the week 75, lesson 10, BA level on wealth, the 21st century weapon. And you're also watching Mike Live. I'll stay Mike Live, but let's go on a commercial break. We'll come back to www.mikebroadcastddd.com. Okay. I'll wait for the commercial. And while I wait for the commercial, I want to continue to share with you on hold on, because I don't hear my commercial. I don't hear my commercial. Commercial, Robbie. Hold on, y'all. Commercial. 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 Okay. And I'll wait. I'll give a few minutes for the commercial. And what I'm showing you here is this is how you really have the power to build the community, Pastor Sharon. And my thing is, how come we're not preparing our grandkids? If you have sons and daughters or grands, and you're not teaching them to put away money over a long period of time, you need to reach out to Pastor Mike, inbox me. I got a guy named Cy Yamarelli who teaches investments, how to put away a portion of money every single month. Now, his company won't mess with you. You got to be put away at least $275 a month over a long period of time if you want to really bring the type of prosperity. Are you listening? Are we at the commercial line?
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And you're listening to a broadcast and watching a mic live. I'm doing SIQ today. This is week 75, lesson 10, bachelor level on, well, the 21st century weapon. And I'm not giving you spooky pie in the sky. Way up someplace that Jesus Christ comes later. I'm talking about things you need to do now to start taking care of your family. And it's never too late to get started. If you're 60, you can still set aside money for the next 20 years, putting away money. So by 80, 20 years, you can still 25-year investment at a 12% interest rate, and you don't touch the money and let it increase on compound interest at a 2.9% inflation and a federal tax rate of 6%, after 25 years, you have $189,764. If you could put away $200 for 25 years, you'd be worth over $379,000. But you got to be patient and put money away and don't touch it. Now, this is what happens when the banks or investments see you putting away money 5 years in a row, 10 years in a row, because they monitor the increase. They'll say $30,000. Use that credit card to invest off your money. Keep your money going, but bounce your money off the money. So while your money's still being saved, you can loan off your money and open a business, open a bodega. You know, maybe get together with two other folk and buy a McDonald's, buy a Burger King. Invest in a Medi Center. Stop sitting on the investment. Invest. All right? Now listen to me. So part of why I'm so inflamed with this, because my job as an apostle is to build gated communities. And that's why my wife set aside money every month. We're going for the next 20, 30 years. I'm doing this. Soon my son Tawan will be doing this. Soon my daughter will be doing this. And soon I got a very special adoptive daughter who I call Malia, who's in the service. She'll be doing this. I'm going to show my brothers to do this. I'm going to show my family and my friends how to set money aside. Now, if you're going to invest naturally, you better be investing spiritually. Don't ever put the second heaven before the third heaven. Let me say it again. I'm sorry. Don't ever put the first heaven before the third heaven. Seek spiritual principles first, tithing first, sowing offerings into your ministry and outreach groups second. Then you pay yourself third and do it over a period of time and don't let folks talk you out of it. Now, you might have to readjust your life because anyone who lives off the 100% of their check after taxes is an idiot. You got to reduce and deduce your lifestyle because the goal is to get a nest egg so you, your friend, your uncle, your cousin, best friend can get together and buy a property. Okay, I'm talking about transformation of community. Dr. Claude Anderson said to me back in 2013, he said if the churches were smart, which I'm trying to think that they are, but I've come to find out many are not, we would stop competing with each other and pool our resources, and 12 or 20 of us can buy a store, buy a bodega, buy a grocery store. I'm going to get these people. The pastor's workshop, clergy on fire. We're going to build right next to Pillar College. We're going to build next to Florio. We're going to build by the Michael Seco Corporation. We're going to find a place to fit in. And wherever these folks are building, I want to be right by their side. And let me tell you something. I realize this. I'm not sent to everybody, Margie. I'm not sent to everybody, Jose. And I'm not trying to be sent to everybody. I'm not trying to reach everybody. I want those that are attached to me. That's what Jesus prayed in John 17. He says, I pray for those that you've given me. So usually this life of mine, I say, Lord God, chase and get rid of people that's not good for me. Send them someplace else. I pray this. And the Lord starts sending folk other places. Then with everyone that leaves, God sends someone to take their place. If not, he sends several more. And they seem to fit in the plan of what God bringing me. Now, sometimes when folks go other places, they do better. Because the season was up for them in your life. And don't get bitter. Don't get mad. Don't curse them because they left. Oh, no, bless them. Send them on their way. Stay professional. Bless them. But the folks that God sent you to build that nest egg, to build that multi-billion dollar market, this is the key to prosperity, okay? Now watch this. Let me show you this. And then I want to pray some supernatural things. So I gave you some Old Testament references. Because folks are talking about, you know, that's the Old Testament. That got nothing to do with today. When you're speaking to a Jewish people, all Jewish folks talk about is their own. Israel became a nation back in 1948, who was restored back to the land of Palestine and by a supernatural move of God. And I still believe the promise that belonged to the natural state of Israel. I just believe that. And you can do what you want. I believe it belongs to Israel. I still believe that. I can't what you call it. But because I think that's just a commercial to the spiritual Israel. Well, we're not only supposed to take over the city, we take over the world. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to take over. And the weapons we use to take over, watch this, is love, persuasion, what I call covenant enforcement, and the wealth to buy up everything. Pastor and Dr. Randall Lassner, the senior pastor of Calvary Baptist Church, founder of Greater Faith Ministries, I'll never forget that, he said, the way you take the city is buy it. And I'm telling you, man, that statement has never left me since I read that thing. He used to have it on billboards, and that thing never left me. I said, that's how you change a country in America. You buy up property, and you put in that property what you want to put. Because once people start coming, then people gather together. They got the power of the vote. I think we've been sold out by the Republican Party. I think the church should be as neutral as possible and hand-select leaders that will enforce their faith principles. That's how I look at it. So I think that it shouldn't be all Republican. It should be all Democrat. I think it should be people that endure, that enforce my faith principles. And if you try to pass a law or pass something that's contrary to the word of God, I'm going to tell you off privately, and I'm going to pray you out privately and watch God replace you. And sometimes God don't kill pharaohs or impeach pharaohs. Sometimes God leaves pharaohs in power so that pharaohs can exalt Joseph. And there's other pharaohs that God stripped and drowned in the Red Sea, their armies and their influences. And there's some pharaohs that God touched the heart, they get saved. There's some. So, but you got to know how it flows. He that's led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So you got to be very careful not to become legalistic and robotic and don't get on social media and join up with folks cursing out the president, cursing out the governor, you know, cursing out this person, cursing out that person. Let's not get on that. Let's get on this picture of believing that God people. See, when the church start taking over, our weapons is prayer, praise, intercession, love, serving. So when you start really want to take over property, your tithing, your offering, group dynamics, shared resources, see, that starts moving people. See, you can change a city or a community without pulling a gun, throwing a bomb, cursing folks out, calling folks racist, calling folks names. And some of these protests we do are unjust because we only protest on issues that affect us, but when other stuff affect other people, we silent as a lamb. So we love to talk about, you know, cops doing bad to black people, cops doing bad to black people. But then when black folks do other black folks right, why are the protesters so silent? Why don't you say something? Why don't we say anything about the abortion of black children and black men? How can we say anything? Because we're just politically unbalanced. So a lot of times, folks be talking to protest, looking at them like, yeah, all right. Because you're not fair. My thing was good for the goose, was good for the gander. Which means you got to be straight across the board. I'm teaching you principles that are just for everybody, not just for, listen to me, not just for certain people. And you got to get away from this justifiable laziness and this justifiable, I'm born poor, the white man won't give me a job, you know, America held us down for 430 years, they're not holding me down. I got strong enough faith to rise up. Now, I do know there's other poor people who look for handouts, they want to blame everybody. I don't believe that. I believe that we got to help folks to get up. And if you get up, you can help others. But the way you help people really is you got to give them, you got to show them how to open up a business, how to get a job, maintain a job, you know. One of the things we're doing in the IAM Initiative in September is showing our kids and students how to get a job, how to take an interview, how to keep a job. It's one thing to get a job, one thing to keep it. Transportation, how not to be late to work, you know, how to have customer service. This is all a part of learning. Job, which means just over broke, is the ABC level of creating wealth and levels of income. You know, one of the things I love about Billy Jean Shaw, the guy that created $9 million in 4 years, is a black brother, and he got a little arrogance to him. He got a little like, y'all better get with this. I know what I'm doing. I love someone like that. He's not apologetic. You better learn from your mentors, and I'm going to be calling him because I want to be a mentor in the area of business. And guess what I've learned? When you want to have wealth, hang out with people who have it. And don't be asking for money, anybody, just be good to them. Pray for them. Bless them. There ain't nothing I'm going to lose out on by blessing others. I know sometimes my son, my family get mad because I've helped so many people, and I never see the result coming back from the same doorway I help people. But God reminds me all the time, when you're good to others, I will repay. In Galatians and in Ephesians, says, you work unto the Lord, whether you're slave or free, the Lord will repay. That's in the Bible. It's not justifying slavery. It's saying whatever predicament you're in, if you serve under Christ, God will reward you. Hello, Gail. Something. So these principles I'm teaching you here at the DA level, lesson 10, hold on, week 75, are things to create your next age. Now listen to me. Let me just share some things I'm sharing. So in the book of Acts, in the, I think that's the, on the right, Acts chapter 4, the Bible says in verse 32, look at the community, Acts 4:32, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither said that what he possessed was his own, and they had all things in common. We're not there yet, Margie. We're not there yet, Gail. Our church don't think like this. But you Presbyterian, you Baptist, if you belong to our church, the community center is cheaper. If you don't belong to our church, the community center costs more. We don't think in terms of body. We think in terms of silos. All right, here we go. Verse 33, and with great power gave the apostles witnesses of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Once the great grace comes, look what happens to our mindset. Neither was there any amongst them that lacked. That means all the Jewish community, all was paid. I can't wait for that to happen in Patterson. I can't wait for that to happen in KOM, where everybody have enough to make it and prosper because we share the resources. Now, this is a word which many people call socialism. The biblical term for socialism is jubilee, which means every so often you give a hand out to catch people up. They did this every 7 years. On the 49th year is called the 50th year, which is called Pentecost. I do believe in socialism in certain situations for a period of time, not for a lifetime. Because every once in a while, good people be done wrong to. There are good families that just need a break. There are people like Pastor McDuffie who put in the work and all in need of someone to say, McDuffie, I got $10,000 for you. I got $100,000. This is your community. You have to take it and ride the wave. And I'm believing that someone is going to sow that money into my life. Someone is going to say, McDuffie, here's $100,000. Here's $1 million. This is for you and your family. Don't tell them about it. I believe and I prophesy that as God does that to me, may he do that to those of you who sowed into my life. There's a challenge on the floor. 30 people to sell $100. I got 5 people to do it so far. I'm looking for 25 others to sell $100. And I want to pray, as God honors me, we honor the 25. I also pray for my tithers and my M318ers. As you treated me and took care of me, may the Lord multiply you. And I also pray, get your bitterness out your heart. Stop being mad at God. Stop being mad at Pastor Mike. You got bitterness and you're aging fast. Clear your heart. Clear your heart. Because God will free you if you don't hold bitterness. Thank you, Gene. I had to say that. Acts 4 says, 34, neither was there any amongst them that lacked. For as many as was possessors of lands or houses sold them and bought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. Not the government, the local church that embraced the ministry of the apostles and the great priests. And Josie, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted son of encouragement or son of consolation, he was a Levite, and he was from the country of Cyprus. He had land, he sold it, and bought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet, which means that Jewish people who own property, who own ships, who own horses, who own houses, decided by the Spirit of God, no one's forcing, no one by law, by socialism, by government, freely said, you know what, I own 5 apartment complexes. What I'm going to do is sell 2 of them, and I'm going to take the money I made from selling it, and let me take the $2 million and drop it at the feet of Apostle Peter. And you guys distribute it amongst people that are in need evenly. That's what folks were doing. And, of course, Ananias and Sapphira is the greedy people who sold it, you know, but then they held back the price they sold it and was trying to be greedy. I don't know what they was doing, but it was theirs to sell and theirs to give. I don't know if they was trying to be like the old Jews of old and showed off. We sold more houses. We give more money. He said, why are you lying about the price? Why you got to do that? Drop dead. And Ananias dropped dead first. Sapphira dropped dead second, because that was the same spirit that was in the temple, you know, staking. If I want to bless the poor, let it take from a sincere heart. You want to bless McDuffie? Do it because you love me. Do it because you learn from our ministry. Don't feel pressure. Don't get mad. Do it because I want to sow seed into what McDuffie is doing. Now, it's 2:54. I got to begin to close out www.mikebroadcastdvd.com. Tomorrow serves at 9:30 a.m. If you want to attend our church service, please inbox me on Facebook, on Messenger, and I'll give you the home address, and I'll meet you there tomorrow at 9:30, over about before 12 o'clock, and I just believe in God to do some great things on tomorrow. Come out and learn more and more about the tables are turning. I'll be still talking about the story of Joseph and how God delivered him from poverty and saved his family. I got to go. Thank you for listening to www.mikebroadcast.com. EDV.com. Please go to the Cash App and sow a seed to bless Pastor McDuffie's ministry, $ Pastor Michael 7, or go to the PayPal supermike777@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to www.mikebroadcast.edv.com.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.